viruses reconfigured my DNA, and after that I never was the same. And I loved her even more than Marlon Brando loves to play. She was gorgeous, she was charming, yeah, she was perfect in every way, except she was always using the word infer when she obviously meant imply. And I know some guys would put up with that kind of thing, but frankly, I can't imagine why. When I met sweet young Janet, prettiest thing on the planet, had a body hotter than a habanero. She had lips like a ripe pomegranate, and I was crazy like Metzen about her. She got me all choked up like Mama Cass. She had a smile so incredibly radiant, you had to watch it through a piece of smoked glass. I thought after all these years of searching around, I found my soulmate finally. But one day I found out she actually owned a copy of Biodome on DVD. Are we throwing hand grenades, kiddo? No, I don't think. Close, ah, so very close.
Close,
but no cigar. And every time she was near, my heart was beating like a body rich solo.
And she was
everything I dreamed of. She moved right up to number one on my list. And did I mention she's a world-famous billionaire, bikini supermodel, astrophysicist? Yeah, she was so pretty, she made Charlize Theron look like a big, fat, slobbering pig. The only caveat is one of her earlobes was just a little tiny bit too big.
I said, hey,
are we doing government work here? No, I don't think we. You're close.
Close.
Yeah, yeah, you're close.
Close.
Yeah, honey, you're close.
Close.
So close. But no cigar.
Na, 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 na.
Missed it, but I.